situated in quite a busy area in a busy village has meant we've got a lot of local support, both in terms of buying the yarn, occasionally being able to sell the meat from our sheep that we've had to cull. We found people have been really supportive and really wanting to have a part of their landscape, and also just in terms of knowing the landscape, knowing the animals, people come and knock on the door and let us know if they think there's anything's up with any of the sheep or any of the fencing or the land. So it's just lovely to have that, be in that kind of supportive environment. We get to benefit not only from the amazing natural environment, but we also get to benefit from the people that live in this same environment, and it's a really nice symbiotic relationship that we have with the place and the people. Yeah, I suppose the farm and the things that we produce from the farm, like the yarn, the fleece and the meat, allow people to have a deeper connection with the places that they live. A surprising outcome of the project has been the support of the very local community. Being in a village, we have people all around us, we have footpaths all over our land, we have people who know our animals, they know our land really well, they've grown up here in some cases, and they have been hugely supportive, not only of the project, but of actually buying the products. So we've sold, about half of the yarn we've sold has been sold to people who live very, very locally, and they do come back for more, and they are really appreciative, I think, of being able to have a transparent product that has come. They can see the animals, they know us, they can see all the levels of production, and it's a really great relationship to be able to have and enjoy that kind of support.